That's all I want.
Alrighty, we are on the record for After Talk.
Jimmy Spitz, I'm your father now.
People say I'm their patriarch. It's preposterous.
I'm so happy. I'm happy that I caught it, and I'm happy that I paused to call it out. I'm just so happy. It was great.
So much good. So much good. That's as soon as I said it, I was like, that doesn't seem right. And then you're like, you mean Jimmy Spitz? I'm like, oh.
I'm going to Google Jimmy
Spitz.
You
doubled down with I'm your father.
Google recommends results for Jimmy Smits instead of Jimmy Spitz.
I'm your father now because she's adopted.
I'm your father now.
I'm Jimmy Spitz.
I'm going to close this Google tab. I kind of forgot that Jimmy Spitz would be kind of a good porn actor name. So hopefully, I missed that. I had a weird experience earlier today. Can I share it? So I got
this never happens to me.
I know. So I got the new AirPods, the new third generation basic AirPods. I think they're all right. They sound good. They got some good bass into them. They're starting to stay in my ears a little bit. So I'm sitting down at the taco place and I turn on the Wheel of Time. I said we got the letter from Belissa and I thought I'll watch some of this at least. And see what it's like. So I put it down on the table. I got my AirPods in and I hit play and I freak out because I'm like, oh my god, what did they not connect? It's like a I'm watching it and it sounds like is the sound coming out of the phone? Like, is it not going through the AirPods? Because it sounds like I can hear it coming from the table. And that's how I discovered that the Wheel of Time supports spatial audio on iOS.
Oh, that's great. So it actually fooled you.
It did. It certainly fooled me into thinking it was coming from my phone because it does the head tracking.
Right.
And so that was kind of neat.
So like you're moving
as you turn your head,
and wow,
yeah. And it's an interesting way of doing surround sound because it really did sound like I kept having this feeling of like, because I don't want to bug people in the restaurant. I don't want to play.
I would love to believe like you think it's a muted response, but then smash cut to an outside camera, and you're like,
just screaming.
What is happening?
but that was neat. I don't know. I don't do a lot of surround sound, so I don't have a good reference of if it's good compared to actual surround sound or not. But I think that the way that they've got it set up, they can use Atmos surround like conversions. So
I
definitely know the first time I was watching something that had it on the phone, and I like turned and I thought I had moved my phone or something, right? Like it was just the weird, almost audio vertigo.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool. I'm not sure how useful that part is. I mean, I guess you have to have it to be able to put stuff behind you, right? So you have to know where the phone is in relation.
But when
I move my head, it moves over there. That's not terribly useful, but I guess it's just a side effect of having to do it that way.
I have, I suppose, a latent fear of saying or thinking anything about audio quality because I've had enough audiophiles in my life that have made it very clear that I am not to talk like full stop. Whatever I say is wrong.
I think that's a good caveat that Bryce gave of like, we don't know surround sound. Also, I have a tin ear, so you could tell me it's all crap and I'll believe you.
I kind of want to make a big deal about how the only true audio is mono wax cylinders and anything past that is
honestly, the only true audio is in real life.
Yeah,
no, I was too. It's too. It's too real. I mean, it's like 60 frames.
It's like
per
you're
second.
There. Like
it's like a telenovela.
I saw the blood in real life, and it was not the right color, and I wanted to adjust it.
I was watching the F1 race on Sunday, and I wanted to play the PlayStation on my TV at the same time, so I had it on my laptop, but then I had the audio AirPlay to my big AirPod or my big HomePod, and that is mono. There's no stereo. It's a single channel, but you know what? Hey, it still sounded just as good, and it's got the bass and all this stuff.
Cool.
So it's like stereo, kind of overhyped. Who needs it?
Please tell me you were playing a racing game while you were watching the racing.
I was not. I wasn't. Because the racing game I would have had to pay too much attention to. So I put on some Ubisoft game that I could just pew, 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 pew. And then I got distracted. It was a great race. Oh my God, it was an amazing race. Anyway.
Wait, you were watching the amazing race?
I was watching an amazing race, let me tell you.
Nice.
With amazing bass.
Yeah, that HomePod, man. Do, do, do.
God.
Would you say it was the ace of bass?
There we go.
I got the sign. I see it.
Jimmy Spitz.
There's so many doors I want to open that I
open
can't
away, just Brian.
No, because then we're going to end up on a rabbit hole. Like I was talking about how Ace of Base had like anti-Jewish propaganda in its stuff, and that's not something you could just say and then and then not drop. Follow up.
And it's not right. It's not such an
but if
old
could,
thing that everybody
it would
knows.
Be it. Me right now.
In the last sentence that you just
correct
uttered.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then moving on.
I did it. It worked.
Champion.
Letting viewers know, we've kind of, for Cord Killers, we kind of know what our holiday schedule is going to be for this year. So we'll have our last live episode will be December 20th. And then we will record the Killies on that day. The Killies will come out before Christmas, which they usually do on or about Christmas. And then we'll be off on January 3rd. So heads up there, everybody, on Cord Killers.
And we've got Miami Vice Bushido and Miami Vice Back in the World with G. Gordon Liddy, the actual G. Gordon Liddy. We'll finish up Squid Game. There's two more episodes of Squid Game. We'll do episodes 4 and 5 of Hawkeye. Then after the break, we'll come back January 9th or 10th with Hawkeye episodes 6, 7, and 8, because they're going to keep putting them out over the break. Miami Vice with Phil Collins as the guest. And then we'll kick off watching Boba Fett, because it's coming out right there at the end of the year.
I don't really
have a third show to take over for Hawkeye, though.
Real quick, though, shouts out to that letter with the Boba Fett interpretation. Like, considering that I had all of my biases coming into the Boba Fett story, and somebody else had a totally different set of biases, I thought was really fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was well written, too. You know, that always helps. Clearly stated, I should say.
So we've got, what, 2 weeks to decide?
We've got January 9th.
Okay.
We've got 5 weeks.
It would be nice to decide before we go on break, but... If we had to, we could decide that.
But not right now.
No.
Because otherwise
the longer break.
It'll be Brazil, the Terry Gilliam vehicle.
Well, that's just one thing. It only buys us 1 week.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know that
Baron Munchausen.
I don't know that there are any shows coming out in January.
We don't want to have multiple library shows.
Right.
At the same
but
time.
we can. I mean, one thing that we kind of have avoided. I mean, I guess we're doing it with Squid Game, but we haven't normally done like binge shows. If we can't find a second current show, we can find a recent binge or Netflix all at once show, and kind of tackle that. Because I know this in 2021. 2021 was the year of Disney Plus everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got one in mind?
And in 5 weeks, like, they're going to announce and put something out that everyone will be talking about.
That's kind of where my head's at, is by the time we need to make the decision, they'll be like, but this thing is coming, so we can do that. And we'll watch Brazil and Munchausen while we wait for that to come out on January 23rd.
That'll be the fantasy that we tell ourselves forever and ever and ever, as we keep barreling at 60 miles an hour and somebody keeps building track in front of us the entire time.
I mean, what we do.
Yep.
That's
Raised by Wolves comes back February 3rd.
Ooh. I don't know if I'm prepared for that.
And we would only need to hold 3 weeks, so we could do another round of Movie Club.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good. Okay.
Maybe. That's something to think about.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the template as a question mark.
Question mark. Oh, man. Well.
Yeah. I think Yeah.
Good stuff, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for
I'm going to go watch that old show, Jericho, starring Jimmy Spitz. So see you guys later.
I'm your father now.
Bye, everybody. I'm Jimmy Spitz.
Why would he ever say that?
Hi, Leia. I'm your father now. You're just a baby.
Baby.